This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the introducing mixtape with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
1, 2, 3, 4. Uh-oh.
Le dessus. L'Afrique au 36e dessous, marée de pétrole, place Saint-Ain, des formations professionnelles au Merta pour des hommes d'appareil, des hommes d'apparat, adeptes des coups de canif dans les contrats. Les intellos ne citent que des écrivains morts et n'acceptent que des devises au nom de présidents morts. Car elle ne porte que du wax hollandais. Pour eux, le price tag, c'est l'étiquette attachée. Pas de garantie sur du Chinese copy. Même l'utopie de casse, ici est mise à prix. On fait parler des chiffres, mentir les stats. Tarifs pour les locaux, tarifs d'expat. Le marché souffle, le chaud et les froids. Car la croissance ne crée pas d'emploi. Là où les conflits ethniques colmatent, servent à désigner si son Ponce Pilate. En odeur de sainteté, depuis les paraboles, pour se réapproprier tous nos symboles. Que ces entreprises de démolition opposent nos tribus et leurs nations. Mais les tribus comme les Yorubas comptent par millions. Donc c'est qu'une question d'interprétation, connotation réductrice. Ancien régime en exercice, by African libre service.
Dis-leur c'est quoi, hey.
T'as dit ma baba, yeah.
the slight difference in the sort of tone of the rustling of the leaves in the trees. That's dry leaves rustling, that. Tugging at the branches. Autumn is upon us, everybody. Just shut the window and move back into my little writing room where I pre-record this programme for you every week. Because I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme. That was Baloji Al Orchestra de la Katuba featuring Cuckoo, and it was called By Africa. It was from a collection called Red Hot and Fella. Fella being F-E-L-A. And Knitting Factory Records have put it out. It's a fantastic compilation, and it's going to be my featured record this week. It celebrates the 75th anniversary of Fela Kuti's birth. If you don't know who Fela Kuti was, let me educate you. He was born Olufela Olusegun Oluduton Ransom Kuti, and he was a Nigerian multi-instrumentalist, musician, composer, pioneer of Afrobeat music, and a human rights activist and a political maverick. He got right up the government's nose as often as he could, and they treated him appallingly. And they were a villainous, corrupt lot, and he stood up to them. Hundreds of children, apparently. He lived in several communes. But yes, what he left us musically is just incredible. So another tune later on, it's actually our old friend My Morning Jacket. It is the tune, the Fela Kuti tune I'm going to play in a bit. One more time, that compilation is called Red Hot and Fella. That's my chosen record this week. But, oops, not turn my phone off. That's not very professional, is it? Throw it on the sofa. But my chosen artist this week is the wonderful Mano McLaughlin. I've known Mano for many years, and he's put a solo record together. He wrote and recorded it in 4 days, or maybe he just recorded it in 4 days. I don't think he wrote and recorded it in 4 days. And he's a graphic designer as well. The record's called Peach Got Bones, and he's done a great job of the sleeve. On the front of the sleeve is the front of a peach. On the back, there's a close-up of the back of a peach, which looks quite rude, actually. And then when you open it up gatefold style, you can see flesh, peach flesh, and the actual CD is a peach stone. It's a printed photograph of a peach stone. And when you pull it out, there's the hole left by a peach stone underneath. Beautiful job, Mano. It's a wonderful record. As I say, he's one of my favourite songwriters. He's become a friend over the year, but only because I admire him so much. So a couple of offerings from Mano coming up in the next 2 hours as well. And my theme for this week is choral work, different kinds of choir, because Elbow will soon be asking some people to sing with us as we move towards completing our 6th studio album. So I've very much had choirs on the mind. So I thought I'd share some of them thoughts with you. To kick us off on the main theme, listen to how Bjork uses a choir in this tune. I played this on Sean midweek, Thursday morning in fact, so if you've already heard it and you didn't like it, then I apologise, but I can't see that being the case because it's so beautiful. Originally a Song for Guy recommendation from Emily Corrin, turned me on to one of my favourite albums of all time, Bjork's Vespertine. This is the Wunden. Wunden? Nearly got there, didn't I? This is the wonderful Hidden Place.
I'm not sure. fragile, still strong, dark and divine, and the littleness of his movements hides himself, invents a charm that makes him invisible, hides in the air.
Bjork's Hidden Place, with a wonderful example of this week's theme, original use of choral work, a choir put to good use. Thought that was beautiful. That was a song for Guy recommendation from Emily Corrin a long, long time ago. It put me onto one of my favourite records. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's a recommendation, not a request, folks. Try and play me something I've not heard before and tell me why you love it as well. Like I'm going to do this next tune. I'll tell you why I love this. It's called Peach Got Bones. It's my chosen artist this week, Mano McLaughlin. He's got a very witty, easy, natural style of writing that's as likely to make you laugh as it is cry. A very, very talented man. Here he is, roaring alone. From the album Peach Got Bones, here is Mano McLaughlin and Peach Got Bones.
Faith was like a train, now it's like a falling plane. Again, holding in life and laughter, but you're leaking like a bag of rain. Used to be a peach. Jumping up again, breaking your teeth on stones. Peach got bones, peach got bones. Oh, oh, oh,
thank you.
used to be a star. Again, breaking your teeth on stones, peach got bones, bones.
Isn't that great? It doesn't come more authentic than that. Mano McLaughlin and the title track from Peach Got Bones. A sad but dryly funny little number, I think. Another one from Mano before 11 o'clock. I really do admire him. I think he's better than this next guy, who I'm sure you all admire as well, because I do. Yeah, Mano McLaughlin is a better lyricist than Lou Reed.
If I could be anything in the world that flew, I would be a bat and come swooping after you. And if the last time you were here things were a bit askew, well, you know what happens after dark. When rattlesnakes lose their skins and their hearts, and all the missionaries lose their bark, oh, all the trees are calling after you, and all the venom snipers after you. Are all the mountains bolder after you? If I could be any one of the things in this world that bite, instead of a dentured ocelot on a leash, I'd rather be a kite. And be tied to the end of your string, and flying in the air, babe, at night. Cause you know what they say about honey bears, when you shave off all their baby hair, you have a hairy-minded pink bear bear. And all the bells are rolling out, stones are all erupting out for you, and all the cheap bloodsuckers are flying after you. Yesterday Daisy May and Biff were grooving on the street, and just like in a movie, her hands became her feet. Her belly button was her mouth, which meant she tasted what she'd speak. Woo! But the funny thing is what happened to her nose. Ooh, it grew until it reached all of her toes. Ooh, now when people say her feet smell, they mean her nose. And curtains laced with diamonds dear for you, and all the Roman noblemen for you, soldiers dear for you, and melting ice cap mountaintops for you. Oh, and knives and flaming silver robes for you, and bats that will the kiss turn prince for you. Swoop, swoop, oh baby, rock, rock. Swoop, swoop.
So there, Lou Reed and Andy's Chest. Crazy, beautiful, and he does. His writing style reminds me of Mano in terms of, you can tell that Mano is very easy with the pen. He starts it, it gets somewhere, he makes little jokes along the way, and he makes a good point, and he does it simply. Beautiful, instinctive, natural songwriting. Enough.
And tune in.
Wait until you're older. Wait until you're older.
is Gideon Coe.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Gomez are a good bunch. We met them when we were in San Francisco. Elbow were playing a festival called the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival, a free festival organised by a now dead patron called Mr. Hellman, who I believe was some kind of financier. I'm not sure what he did. But this huge festival takes place. It's a free festival. And there's got to be 500,000 people attend it every year in a giant redwood park, which is just incredible. And in the 20 years it's been on as a festival, there have been 6 arrests. Isn't that amazing? Soul, man. Californian soul. So, we were at that festival and Gomez were playing. It's a curated lineup, which is always better for a festival. The lineups that are right, how many records have they sold? All right, put them on at the top. How many records have they sold? They're always boring. When somebody curates a festival because they love the music that they're going to put on, the reaction from the fans is always much, much better. Anyway, so we met Gomez. I also saw Robert Plant there. He knows my name. Robert Plant knows my name. That feels pretty good. I'll stop showing off anyway. This is Whipping Piccadilly. And I remember when it came out, Elbow hadn't yet done anything as a band, but we were very inspired by the fact that these guys had made their own record. And one of the signposts along the way that encouraged us to do that, that's what we've been doing for the last 3 records as well. So, lads, if you're listening, lots and lots of love to you, and let's run into each other soon. And we'll do more drinking like we did in that Beatnik bar, eh? That was good. Gomez, oh, please drink responsibly, by the way. Gomez and Whipping Piccadilly. Mentions my glorious hometown, this one.
Yeah.
sun goes down on a really quite a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. That's when I pre-record my programme. Hey, hot news. The Finest Hour is moving from Sunday night to Sunday afternoon. I'm sure some people will be disappointed. I hope other people are as delighted as I am to be doing so. And the great Don Letts, usually after this programme, is going to be in this slot. That's in 2 weeks' time, I think, but I'll alert you properly when the time comes. For those of you who listen on iPlayer in the week, it's really not going to make much difference. But obviously, for people who like to go to sleep for the Finest Hour, I mean, you can always listen to it on iPlayer at the regular time, if it's the way you end your week. Yeah, it should be up on iPlayer by 10 o'clock. I'll be on in the afternoon between Kerris and Jarvis, which, what a sandwich to be the filling in. Do you know what I mean? Marvellous. Okay, so, yeah, that was Gomez with Whipping Piccadilly. And somewhere, here it is, I've got an email from TL in Singapore. Are You Alright by Lucinda Williams is the song for guy recommendation from TL in Singapore. It says the words that I had been desperately hoping someone would ask me as I was going through a really rough patch in life some time ago, is what TL said. You poor thing. I want to play this for Ryan the Rock as well, or Rion the Rock. I got that from his email address. I got a very lovely email for him saying that my music had helped him out in a rough patch, and that is the whole point of me doing what I do, man. Thank you very much. So anyone who's having a rough time of any description out there, this is going to you as well. This is Lucinda Williams, a song for guy recommendation from TL in Singapore. This rings so true. I hope it doesn't upset anyone. I hope it reassures, as I'm sure Lucinda intended it to. Lucinda Williams and Are You All Right?
Are you alright?
Isn't it? Lucinda Williams and Are You All Right? My theme this week is choral work, and I'm pretty sure I can hear Rufus more than once in the chorus of this next thing. I think he's layered up his voice, but there's definitely some other people's voices as well. I know the man that produced this record, so you never know. Marius, if you're listening, get in touch and let me know who are the singers on this song by Rufus. I could look at the sleeve or even look on the internet, but what would be the fun in that? This is a tune, no other way to put it. Beautiful Child. Beautiful Child by my mate Rufus Wainwright. And what a beautiful child he is. And so's his fella, and so's his beautiful child. There you go. So I was looking for Beautiful Child on my computer, and as I put the word child in, Aphrodite's Child came up. This is a Greek prog band featuring Demis Roussos on the vocals when he was a snaky-hipped young dude. And Vangelis is in the band as well. I mean, the only other Greek musician I can name, to my shame, is Nana Mouskouri. She wasn't in the band. In any case, this is a very, very simple lyric on the chorus of this tune. What a drum sound. Just what a drum sound. And I'm dedicating this to our very own Peter Hardy, who's on holiday at the moment. So he won't mind telling you that I reckon he wore a purple cape and rode around on a white bicycle listening to this when he was a young man. The Four Horsemen. Of course it's The Four Horsemen by Aphrodite's Child. Yeah.
And when the lamb opened the first seal, I saw the first horse. The horseman held the bow. Second seal, I saw the second horse. The horseman held the sword.
The leading horse is white, the second horse is red, the third one is a black, the last one is a green.
Bit of air drumming there. Wonderful. Aphrodite's Child and the Four Horsemen. My featured artist this week is my old friend Manu McLaughlin. I stated boldly earlier on that he's a better lyricist than Lou Reed. He's certainly a better lyricist than Demis Roussos, at least in his second language. This is a tune called Secret Scarecrow Dance. Very handsome dude is Manu, and it's quite an endearing image to think of him doing a secret scarecrow dance. From his album, his first solo album to my knowledge, Peach Got Bones, here is Manu McLaughlin and Secret Scarecrow Dance.
Sit on my own, picking nose all day. Can never get deep enough anyway. I got headphone hair, but I don't care. No one's gonna see me anyway. I got a secret scarecrow dance, and given half a chance, I'm down there on the line, oh. I've got a secret scarecrow dance. It's like a Buddhist trance, but what the hell do I know? What the hell do I know? What the hell do I know? Half-assed starts everywhere. Abandoned beginnings over the chairs. I even taped the letterbox shut. I'm already buried, I don't need more stuff. Cause I've got a secret scarecrow dance, and given half a chance, I'm down there on the line, oh. Secret scarecrow dance. It's like a Buddhist trance, but what the hell do I know? What the hell do I know? What the hell do I know? What the hell do I know?
Manu McLaughlin and Secret Scarecrow Dance. It's great, isn't it? From the album Peach Got Bones. If it's on the internet yet, I think I might be a lucky boy who got a copy early. But lmano.co.uk, that's where you go to have a look at his work and see what else is there. www.lmano.co.uk, and it's out on Distilled Records. Wonderful thing.
Music. On Monday, Six Music Live returns.
Absolutely amazing live music on Six Music.
Five extraordinary artists, five very special performances.
When something comes across the radio, and especially when it's right in the moment, it just becomes more vital than ever is.
Featuring Manic Street Preachers.
Hello, I'm James Bradfield.
Alisa.
We're so excited to play new music, so it's an honour to be a part of that experience.
Siga Ross. Goldfrapp.
Made a Veil.
It's a beautiful place. I'm really excited.
And Paul McCartney. You'll be able to watch it on the red button and, of course, join me, Lauren Laverne, live from Maida Vale on BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music live at Maida Vale.
Starts Monday morning from 10.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter?
And the anti-matter.
Where are we up to? Ah, yes. The Beckopedia is at the movies again. I was supposed to play this out last week, but as you know, I wasn't here. The lovely Jessica Hoop was my deputy, another talented songwriter that lives in my fair city of Manchester. And yeah, thanks, Jess. You did a wonderful job, deputy. And yeah, here's Beckopedia at the movies. I love this girl as well. Isn't she fascinating? Our musical mystery history girl. I've done it wrong. Mystery musical history girl, the Beckopedia. Now then.
Ah-ha!
Wikipedia at the movies.
Now then. Post-war Europe in the late 1940s lent itself well to film noir, with its bomb-scarred cities, austere living conditions and thriving black market. And this society in tatters, not yet able to re-establish full law and order and vulnerable to conscienceless criminals, was the backdrop for Carol Reed's cinematic masterpiece, The Third Man. Shot on location in Vienna, its dark subject matter was conveyed in stark black and white with sharp angles, dark shadows and cobbled streets whose wet stones reflected the glow from the street lamps. But how to score this menacing and moody film? Rather than the sweeping force of a full orchestra, Reed chose a single instrument which captured the feel of the drinking dens and seedy streets of the city perfectly. A zither. He came across Anton Karas playing his jangling, melancholic music in a wine garden one evening and knew he'd hit upon a sound as powerfully expressive in its context as a barrel organ would be in Dickensian London. The theme Karas composed, although upbeat and in a major key, has at its heart an inherent sadness that can be heard in every ringing note, as if smiling through pain. In some ways, it might have reflected how Karas himself felt, for although his newfound fame lifted him from poverty and sent him all around the world, he was never comfortable in the limelight, and after his one remarkable contribution to cinema, he retreated to Vienna and eventually retired from the public eye. He may have only given the world one brief glimpse of his talent, but that was enough to delight film lovers the world over. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Anton Karas and the theme from The Third Man, and that was Beckopedia at the Movies. More from her next week. My featured album this week is the Red Hot and Fella compilation, which has some amazing artists on it. Let me read them out for you. Kidjo, Westlove from The Roots, M1 from Dead Prez, Tune Yards, Baloji, Spork Mathambo, Necker Kronos Quartet, Tony Allen, and My Morning Jacket do this beautiful version. It's My Morning Jacket featuring Meryl Garbus and Brittany Howard, and this is their cover version of Fela Kuti's Trouble Sleep Yanga Wakam. And Red Hot and Fela, all the proceeds go to fighting AIDS, particularly in Africa. Well, wonderful. An amazing man, Fela Kuti, and here a really touching version of Trouble Sleep, Young Awake Am from My Morning Jacket with Meryl Garbus and Brittany Howard.
Six music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
In a window, looking back over.
was a beautiful thing, wasn't it? White hinterland and Amsterdam. Really lovely, evocative images. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm with you till midnight when the great Don Letts takes over. Just to remind you again, in a couple of weeks' time, the finest hour is moving to Sunday afternoons on Six Music. I've been promised I won't have to really change anything that I do because of the slot. I'm sure it'll organically shift a little bit. So don't worry too much. It's not a demotion of any kind. In fact, quite the opposite. It's because the boss wants more people to hear what we do on the finest hour. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Our theme this week is choral work, original use of choirs. I've said it a million times. Talk are my favourite band. The last three records, really, nothing before that. This is from Spirit of Eden. It's an astonishing piece of music, and listen to what he does with this choir. I Believe in You. Thank you. Isn't that special? Talk, talk, and I believe in you. Sticking with the choir theme, this is Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and the song's called Bamkobil. And this, and the one, and the song I'll play after it, is on a great compilation called Voices. I urge you to go out and get it. I'll mention it again after this song, because the one after that always gets a great reaction. Voices, a compilation of the world's greatest voices, is the name of the compilation. Ladysmith Black Mambazo and Bamkobil.
Siyabonga, 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 siyabonga kini bantu bakithi. Ngempela kungenxa yenu ukuze sithole la magolide. Siyabonga, siyabonga, siyabonga. Siyabonga kini bantu bakithi. Ngempela kungenxa yenu ukuze sithole la magolide. Sibamnqobile, bamnqobile. Sibamnqobile, bamnqobile Satane. Bona abafana bamambazo bamnqobile. Sibamnqobile, bamnqobile. Sibamnqobile, bamnqobile Satane. Bona abafana bamambazo bamnqobile. Ngoba iyahlaba, iyahlaba, hlaba inameva, mambazo mayihlanjululwe. Ngempela beyihlaba, ngempela beyifana, ngoba inameva, abafundisi bayihlambulula. Ngoba iyahlaba ma, awu, ngoba iyahlaba. Fana ma, ngoba iname, abafundisi bayihlambulula. Ibusisiwe, ibusisiwe, fana ntombi ethandathini, imadoda yonke nezulwini. Babusisiwe, babusisiwe, bonke mfana abathandathina baba bayonge nezulwini. Ngoba iyahlaba ma, ngoba iyahlaba, likumambazo inameva, umsindisi wayihlambulula. Ngempela beyihlaba, ngempela beyihlaba, ngoba inameva, umsindisi wayihlambulula. Ngoba iyahlaba yona, ngoba iyahlaba, fana ma, ngoba inameva, abafundisi bayihlambulula. Ngempela beyihlaba, ngempela beyihlaba, likumambazo, ngoba inameva, umsindisi wayihlambulula. Ngempela beyihlaba, ngempela beyihlaba, ngoba inameva, umsindisi wayihlambulula. Khulumani, khulumani, khulumani sizwe, alalamvu amshingu, ngushoti nabaqulusi.
Pretty special, eh? Playing that for my drummer Jup, who's a huge fan of Ladysmith. This next one, whenever I play it, gets a huge reaction. Now, if you're going to think, oh, what's this song, what's it called, have a look on my website. Every song I've ever played on The Finest Hour is listed on my Six Music page. Just go to the right place, and yeah, they're all listed, they're all in order ever since the beginning. This is the Sanctus Hosanna in Excelsis and Benedictum from the Choir of St. John's, the Divine Cathedral, New York, Brazilian Escola de Samba, and, wait for it, Wales. Now, I don't mean the Welsh, I mean the species. I'm guessing it was a recording of Wales. Pretty cruel to lift them out of the natural habitat and put them in a choir setting, in a cathedral, even in New York. But whoever had the genius idea of putting this very beautiful piece of music together, a choir singing very, very out there religious stuff with a Brazilian samba band underneath, it sounds like it wouldn't work, but this is stunning. I can feel you all over the country and the world, poised with your pen in your hand. Are you ready? That was the Sanctus Hosanna in Excelsis and Benedictum from Wales, the animal Wales, with the Choir of St. John the Divine Cathedral in New York and Brazilian Escola de Samba.
The sound of cinema. There was the mechanism of projection, the happy buzz of an audience. We had actors with great voices.
Cool it. Your mama's going on a date.
Sound effects. Audiences learned that sound was as potent and magical as light. Then there was the music. Anything from a tinkling piano to a specially composed score. Music said, sure, these movies look real, but they're dreams. It was music in the air, menacing, comic, romantic, tragic. How music told the story.
The Sound of Cinema, featuring Quentin Tarantino, Danny Elfman, Cillian Murphy, and David Arnold. Available now at the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
So, New York, I have a very, very long-term love affair with New York since my 28th birthday, going back years. I fell in love with the place instantly, and I go back there all the time, and I've been to visit the Choir of St. John the Divine Cathedral in New York, simply to see where that recording was made, and I love it so much. This next song's called Lost in New York. Very, very difficult to get lost in New York. The grid system makes it very easy to navigate, but Emma Trica seemed to manage it somehow. This is a beautiful little song.
Thank you.
Bye, love. Emmy Tricker and Lost in New York. I really do love that song. Primal Scream are an amazing outfit, aren't they? I mean, Bobby Gillespie, I think he's quite a temperamental fella. Lots of people say he's lovely, lots of people say he's not. I'm sure he's been up and down himself, though. You should never really believe what people say about famous folk. Because they really do like sticking the knife in if you've had some success sometimes. In any case, they've always made music that touches me and leads me to believe that there's a soul in that man. This is Trainspotting from Vanishing Point, and it's just pretty Sunday night, you know what I mean? While that's the mood, I'm going to go straight into this tune from Bebel Gilberto. It's called Samba de Bonaco, and you're going to want to know that, so I'm going to say it again. Bebel Gilberto with Samba de Bonaco. This is great.
Alegria é melhor coisa que existe, é assim como a luz no coração. Mas pra fazer um samba com beleza é preciso um bocado de tristeza. É preciso um bocado de tristeza, senão não se faz um samba. Fazer samba não é contar piada, quem faz samba assim não é de nada. O bom samba é uma forma de oração. O que o samba é a tristeza que balance, a tristeza tem sempre uma esperança. A tristeza tem sempre uma esperança de um dia não ser mais triste, não. Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência, vai ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem um samba, não. Porque o samba nasceu lá na Bahia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia. Se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração. É melhor ser alegre que ser triste. Alegria é a melhor coisa que existe, é assim como a luz no coração. Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência, pra ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem um samba, não. Que o samba nasceu lá na Bahia, se hoje ele é branco na poesia. Se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração.
Can you dig? That was Bebel Gilberto with Samba de Bonaco. Once more, Bebel, B-E-B-E-L, Gilberto, G-I-L-B-E-R-T-O, and Samba de Benaco. Wonderful, isn't it?
Hi, Mark Riley here. Now, you know me. I don't like to blow me own trumpet. I don't even like talking about blowing me own trumpet. To be honest, I don't even like other people talking about me not talking about blowing me own trumpet. But...
Hi, Mark, it's Jonathan from Everything Everything here. You know you've designed all our stage clothes so far, and our underwear and our pyjamas and all that. We need some new gear for the big show. I was thinking maybe you can just dash us something off, maybe gold boiler suits with cherries on.
So if you want to hear me not blowing me own trumpet, tune into my show on Six Music, Monday to Thursday evenings, 7 till 9.
Well, Mark, it's Mel, just regarding your, the outside of the house that you want painting. Sorry I've not been in touch. I've been mad busy, not been getting home so late, but I'll definitely call on you. Bye.
How did that get in there?
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
The next two tunes are linked. The first one inspired the second one, and I made the connection myself in my head and went and looked online and found out where I was right. So, in a way, I'm just showing off here. But also, I want you to listen to this piece of music that you're about to hear. I think you'd be very hard pushed to find anybody, certainly in the UK, that doesn't know this piece of music or recognise it from an advert or something. But I want you to try and listen to it as if for the first time. We ended up calling this feature because I couldn't come up with anything better. So listen to this song as if for the first time. Get in touch with me and tell me what you thought of it. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. As if for the first time, Fleetwood Mac's Albatross. Well, it's a beauty, isn't it? And it makes so much sense when you hear them next to each other that it inspired this. Sun King from the Beatles. George Harrison admitted to having lifted that mood from Fleetwood Mac. But you don't think of the Beatles as being inspired by other music, do you? They've got sort of got this infallibility to their public image, but of course it all comes from somewhere. This next piece of music is perhaps my favourite piece of choral work ever. It's from Deruflay's Requiem. This is the In Paradisum. It's so beautiful. Deruflay, I think I'm right in saying, was a Parisian organ tutor as well as a magnificent composer. And the In Paradisum at the end of a Requiem Mass is, of course, entering the kingdom of heaven. So it has to be the most beautiful piece of music that a composer ever writes. So with that in mind, have a listen to this. This is just fantastic. And when they put me in the ground, or I give my body to science fiction, whatever happens, I want this played at my last bash, because it's great. I mean, assuming I'm going to heaven, you know. But I want everyone to hear it and pay attention to it, because it's beautiful. My favourite bit of choral work ever, the In Paradisum from Deruflay's Requiem. This is the choir of King's College, Cambridge, and Philip Ledger. Okay, this is John and Vangelis. It's called I Hear You Now, and I think it's just as special as what we just heard in a very different way. Thank you. If anyone's interested in orchestrating and recording a cover version of that song with me, I would love to sing it. Change it to my key, get your string section out, come and see me, and let's cover that. I'd love to cover that song. The beautiful I Hear You Now by John and Vangelis. That's all I have time for another week. I really enjoyed the choral special. I'm not moving next week. I think it's the week after, but I'll double check that for you. Thanks to Jessica Hoop once again for deputising last minute last week. You could probably still hear that I've got a bit of a throat infection thing. Yeah, don't worry, I'm all right. Thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for your Song for Guy recommendations and your emails. Do keep those recommendations coming, folks. Thanks to Michelle and Jenny this week, our Peters on holiday, and everyone who helps put the show together at BBC, at the BBC in Salford. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week. Night, Mum.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the introducing mixtape with Tom Robinson.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Don Letts.
Wake the town and tell the people. I'm Don Letts and this is Culture Clash Radio. So get ready for a 2-hour musical ride that'll include in the first hour us three, Yumi and the Weather, Aaliyah, Pond, Sumpty and Dennis Al Capone, Cloud Control, Goody Mob, Polisa and Bocca 45 and the Good People amongst others. In the second hour as usual I'll be slowing it down, but until we get to that, sit tight and listen keenly to a cut from Years Not Living, the new album by Larry Guss. This is The Night Patrols. A man asleep.
you have a secret life. Let's sacrifice.